Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. Got a lot of stories involving China! So let's, before we start, set the mood here with a montage of Donald Trump saying, China!
You go over to China. 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 I have to have my China. China.
China. Does that amuse me so much? Why am I, it cracks me up every time I hear it.
So at his rally this past weekend down in Texas, in Waco, Donald Trump talked about China. But he did it in a very interesting way. He said that China is not the problem. We are.
The problem isn't China. The problem is stupid people that have to deal with China. That's the problem. And that's what we have.
So basically, we have morons in charge of this country, which makes China more of a problem. Here's a little bit more from the president.
The rule of law is a tremendous threat to Western civilization. And I say, I was asked the other day, and I took a little heat for it. They said, who's our biggest threat? Is it China, sir? Is it Russia? I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government, like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Justice Department.
Man, I kind of agree with him on that statement. Look at the problems that affect you every single day living your life. Is it China that's a problem for you? Or is it morons in charge of this country that are making border wide open so fentanyl comes in? And fentanyl is one of the biggest killers of young men in this country. Is it, you know, the defund the police lunatics that ultimately could be responsible for what happened in Denver last week, where they defunded the police? There was no school resource officer, and they had a shooting take place in the school that should have never taken place in the first place. So who's a bigger pain in your ass, China or our elected officials?
Yeah, and the other thing is China, I don't think, would get as squirrely as they are right now if it weren't for the weak leadership that's displayed by this administration. And let's go back to Russia for a second. I mean, think about Russia invading Georgia in 2008. Russia invading, I believe, is Crimea in Ukraine in 2014. Russia invading a full-on invasion of Ukraine in 2022. What did all those have in common? Well, let's see. 2008 was Obama?
Not Donald Trump.
Well, 2014 was Obama?
Not Donald Trump.
2022, last year, that was Biden?
Not Donald Trump.
Just saying.
When you fear the United States, if you're another country and you fear the United States, it's funny how their behavior straightens up just a little bit. It's weird how that works out. Again, we are focusing on China this break.
China.
Thank you.
So COVID came from China. I don't think that's a hot take anymore. COVID came from China. And the latest on COVID is that you can add disinfecting to the list of things that didn't stop coronavirus.
Wait a minute. Like wiping down everything that was recommended to us at the beginning was wrong too. This is from the New York Times, Hammer. Look at this. The cleaning industry experienced a boom during the first years of the pandemic. COVID-19 cleaning protocols in schools, stores, and other public spaces ratcheted up, with a spray and wipe down becoming regular on every surface after every use. Fear of the coronavirus also prompted people to use more disinfectant wipes and sprays in their homes.
Right.
And consumer spending on cleaning products increased 12% between 2019 and 2021. Here's the kicker. We now know that the extra cleaning was unlikely to have helped limit the spread of COVID, but it did increase people's exposure to the chemicals used in those products, some of which may be hazardous to your health.
Oh, come on.
From the New York Times. The very recommendations we were following by the CDC now were endangered because of the exposure to chemicals. Will we ever trust the public health establishment ever again if something else happens?
So wiping down everything did not help. Let's see, what else didn't help? 6 feet apart did not help. Those stupid dividers, like the plexiglass dividers,
yeah,
did not help.
Yeah, that actually hindered circulation and filtration. Masks didn't help.
Nope.
Lockdown certainly didn't help. School closings never helped.
No, horrible. Not at all. Not at all.
And the vaccine worked marginal at best to keeping some old people with comorbidities out of the hospital.
Now, I am wondering, though, like if more people are wiping down their workstation or using hand sanitizer, has that helped defeat the flu a little
bit? Yeah, because you can pick up the stomach. I think you can pick up the flu via surfaces, right? I mean, I think you could get a stomach bug. God, I remember I was here, like we were here in 2015, and like half this building was out with the stomach flu. So I think that does help with that. But I think really the only, I mean, COVID was aerosol. Really, the only way you can get it is not by hand, you know, shaking hands. Remember, you're allowed to shake your hands. Remember right. When you weren't allowed to touch your hands to your face? And now you're telling me all this hand sanitizer is actually harmful and destructive? And you can point to who did profit from all this. Said in the New York Times, the
cleaning companies.
Cleaning companies. And then, of course, big tech.
I love it. Don't touch your face, but here's a face mask. Now put it on your ear, strap it across, fix it upright, but try not to adjust your face.
I'm going to be honest with you here. I don't know if you did this, but in the first weeks of COVID, we had like an alcohol delivery from like Total Wine or Drizzly or something like that. And I was one of those morons that sat out there and wiped down every can of Miller Lite. About three quarters of the way through.
Okay.
About three quarters of the way through, I just became disgusted with myself. I shook my head. I go, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done. So I did wipe down three quarters of a case of Miller Lite once.
Was that rock bottom for you?
That was rock. That was. I never got scared or paranoid during COVID. We tried to keep things as normal as we did for our kids. But yeah, I did wipe down three quarters of a case of Miller Lite, and that's really, yeah, that was my rock bottom.
Here's a little bit more from China.
China.
The debate about China-owned TikTok continues. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby went on with Face the Nation yesterday on CBS. Margaret Brennan was the host. And I'm going to play a piece of audio for you here in just a moment. Kirby was trying to discuss how serious the threat of spying was with China and TikTok. But then Margaret Brennan pointed out that just last week, the cast of Ted Lasso was in the White House doing TikToks with Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and she basically laughs right in his face.
We showed a video in that last segment of the president on TikTok from a video shot by a celebrity inside the White House. So for the 150 million Americans who still use this app, how do you say to them, sorry, we're going to take it away?
It's not on government. It's not on government devices. We do have legitimate national security concerns. We have legitimate national security concerns over TikTok.
It's a useful political platform.
Like she's still laughing at it.
Again, our concerns on the national security front are valid.
Nobody takes these people seriously.
Who is that, Brennan?
Yeah,
Margaret Brennan laughing at him.
Right in his face.
And she even said, and that's a great point she said at the end. She's like, yeah, it's a useful political platform to get your message out for the Democrats.
Right.
Wow.
Do we have time for one more story?
I don't care.
I think we've got time for one more story from China.
China.
So for this story, we're going to play a little game, Nige.
All right.
It's called Is John Kerry an Idiot?
It's time to play Is John Kerry an Idiot?
Irony is good.
So Franken Kerry, John Kerry, says it's important that we work with China on the climate. And we can't get bogged down by other issues because we have to work with China on the climate.
Yes, they're behind and it's a problem. Coal is a problem. But that's why it's important. We work with China. We reach out to China. And that's what we're trying to do. And the president has tried very hard. Our president has tried hard to separate climate from the other issues that are real that we obviously have with China. But we can't get bogged down by that because this is a universally felt existential challenge to the planet. And it's important that the two largest economies in the world work to try to resolve it.
So if it's such an existential threat to the United States, the existence of the human race, we should invade China, right? We should invade India. I got news for you. They're one of the biggest producers of coal. The carbon footprint is
just
huge. Give me a break. Oh, well, we're going to work with China. In the meantime, we're going to bankrupt this country by going green and taking away our energy production.
So to answer the question, yes, John Kerry is an idiot because China doesn't give two flying rats rear ends about the climate. They don't care at all. They're laughing at you, just like Margaret Brennan laughed in the face of the Pentagon advisor.